You're listening to The Pulse on BFM 89.9.
Yuna and her latest one, Amy, taken from her latest release, Rouge, not Rogue, Rouge. Yuna will be making an appearance at this weekend's Good Vibes Festival. So do head down to see her latest stuff. Should be fun. All right, so our first story of today is a story about BTS, a very popular Korean boy band, as I'm told.
Very popular indeed. Are you a fan?
I like how they look. I haven't heard how they sound, but...
I think they all look the same, right? Hopefully the BTS fans won't kill me.
Oh man, Ofnil, you're dancing on dangerous waters here. Recent news, they announced a show in Saudi Arabia due to be performing there in October. And massive backlash as one. Do you know Saudi Arabia is a very sensitive place to talk about now? Mm. A country that's not really relying on traditional Western culture imports. They rely on oil for a long time to make money. But due to the instability of the oil prices, they're kind of reforming the country to show the world that's open for business, open to Western ideals by growing its entertainment industry. So, milestone in January, Mariah Carey performed there, setting the bar as the first female international artist to perform in the kingdom. Nicki Minaj was due to headline the Jeddah World Fest in Saudi Arabia, but he pulled out in support for the rights of women and the LGBT community. I mean, Saudi Arabia is, you know, plagued with accusations of, you know, human rights, right? Mm. You're not doing so well in that department. And it's not just in music that is affected. You know, AMC, IMAX, WWE, Cirque du Soleil all faced backlash when they had road trips to Saudi Arabia. And it's kind of sad that this is happening, right? Because it only... You know, Saudi Arabian fans of, you know, entertainment don't get what they want.
Yeah, and this reminds me of Israel as well. Because like when Radiohead tried to play in Israel last time, there was similar backlash as well.
Exactly, yeah. It's not a trend that's not just exclusive to Saudi Arabia. The cultural boycott of Israel. Nick Cave has called it cowardly and a shameful thing to do. I kind of agree with him there. And this thing might seem very 2019, for lack of a better word, but cultural boycotts are long-standing, legitimate means of a public protest, and they work. Sadly, seems to me that these artists, you know, before they book their shows to Saudi Arabia, they would take the blood money first and then get the backlash, then try to make amends. Kind of like how Beyonce donated her Libya show earnings to earthquake victims. So it's kind of a sad thing that's happening closer to home. Psy performed at the Barisan National event, the famous one in Penang. So the question we're asking you today is, should politics affect the arts? I don't know.
I think to me, whether you like it or not, these days, whether you're a company, whether you're selling shoes, you're selling vegetables, or even making music, I think you have to stand for something or fall for anything, as they say.
Right.
So I think when you have such a great platform, it comes, I mean, there's a quote from Uncle Ben that says, with great power comes great responsibility. So yeah, with that kind of platform and audience that these kind of musicians have, some of which are in the millions, I think you have to use the opportunity to stand up for something.
That Uncle Ben quote can work for almost every situation, right?
Even food.
Yeah, so today, earlier on tonight, we put out a tweet, you know, should politics affect the arts? One of you responded, Amin Azam said, in my honest opinion, it's not an issue. Other countries have performed, other countries that they've performed in are no saints either. Agreed. I'm not trying to say what Saudi is doing is okay. I'm just saying to let people enjoy things. And that's basically it, you know. I'm thinking about, you know, the K-pop fans of Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, I guess the fans are the real victims here.
Yeah, so hopefully things get better in Saudi. We have another tweet as well that said from Wamirul. He said, I don't think there's much of a choice. Politics affect arts whether we want it to or not. And when you have access to impressionable demographics like BTS does, you really have to be careful about the optics of everything you do. Yes, I think once you're famous, when you're on the level of BTS, every move you make will be scrutinized in some way. Yeah. Right?
This kind of reminds me of Taylor Swift. Remember when she was famously slammed for remaining silent during the last American elections? It was probably due to the fear of her losing some fans, some Trump-loving fans. So when she eventually took a side late last year, many people agreed that it was far too late for her to finally take a
year.
Stand.
Yeah. It's way too late, Taylor. Yeah, so the conversation is still happening. Do let us know. Tweet us at BFM Radio or WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899. Should politics affect the arts and vice versa?
All right, right before we get off for a quick break, here's some music for you. It's from a guy called Kindness, because that's what we need in the world right now.
Of course, especially in Saudi Arabia. Yeah.
Here's the tune, G-Up, right here on The Pulse, BFM 89.9. Get down, get down, get up, 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 get down, 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 get down